What Amendment 4 simply and totally seeks to do is give the voters, to give each of you and all the voters of Hillsborough County and Tampa and your other municipalities the opportunity to have a final veto over amendments to the comprehensive land use plan approved by your city or county commission.
The comprehensive land use plan determines maximum densities and intensities of a community. The plan also maps out other rules for the further growth of a community. But Ryan Hoke, executive director for Floridians for Smarter Growth, which opposes hometown democracy, says Amendment 4 will further politicize the process.
There's no doubt the issue of growth is one of abiding concern in our state. And there's no doubt that Amendment 4 is going to be an important topic in November. I would say it's the most important topic because in the midst of this deep economic crisis, the last thing we need is an amendment that's going to cost jobs, raise taxes, and make it more expensive to live in our state. But folks, these are the hallmarks of Amendment 4.
St. Pete Beach implemented a similar program at a local level in 2006. Lobeck says that program was an overall success.
The voters put on the ballot a measure that required a vote on all their comprehensive plan amendments. Since that time, there have been 7 comprehensive plan amendments put on the ballot in St. Pete Beach. Every single one of them passed. Mr. Hoke is going to be telling you that St. Pete Beach is an example why Amendment 4 doesn't work, because it ground their economy to a halt. I'd ask him how that can be true if every one of the comprehensive plan amendments was passed by the voters. Now, there was one that was passed that went into litigation.
But Hoke says that one case which went into litigation exemplifies exactly why Amendment 4 is a bad idea.
Ross Berneman, the co-author and co-founder of Amendment 4, has been personally involved in the litigation in St. Pete Beach and is on brief filing the administrative challenges to the DCA. Those administrative challenges tied in with the local litigation has cost the taxpayers of St. Pete Beach almost $500,000.
Yesterday, in a 4-2 decision, the Florida Supreme Court ruled for hometown democracy supporters. People who opposed the amendment had contended that many who signed had done so under false pretenses. Lobeck says this decision shows tactics of slander on the part of opposition,
saying that a tactic that they tried to get people to rescind their petition signatures misled the voters and was false. And, you know, you don't get that typically from a judiciary, but they have actually already determined that the opposition was attempting to falsify the truth. And I just urge from this campaign and this meeting in particular that we adhere to the truth, that we stick to the facts about Amendment 4, not false accusations against Amendment 4.
Hoke says he respects the court's decision, but feels those signature revocation efforts were valid.
First, to deal with the Supreme Court, they were not referring to our organization. We didn't lead a revocation drive. So I would urge you to check your facts, and I'd urge everyone here to spend 5 minutes Googling the revocation effort. You'll know that our organization wasn't a part of it. We didn't ask people to revoke signatures. And certainly, I personally believe that I think voters who have signed a petition and decide that they were misled about it should have the right to change their mind. But the Supreme Court disagrees. We respect that opinion. And we were never engaged in a campaign to revoke signatures in the first place.
According to Lobeck, one of the tactics being used by opponents of Amendment 4 is warning that there will be easier access to land use for adult-themed businesses.
Joe Redner supports Amendment 4. You may have heard this. And so on their website, their new website they put up, they said, oh, of course, because Amendment 4 will lead to more strip clubs and pornography. Check it out. It's on there. And their conclusion is that nobody supports something because they think it's in the public interest. Everybody is motivated to make a decision based on what pads their pockets, which I think says a lot more about them than it says about Amendment 4.
Adult club owner Joe Redner was in the audience and confronted Hoke directly on the accusation. Hoke responded,
now, certain outlets, like Mr. Redner's, are not always considered the most desirable in some communities. And it's certainly a lot easier for someone like Mr. Redner, who's pursuing that type of development, to be issue number 127 on the ballot than the sole item being discussed in front of a group of 7 elected officials who are accountable for their decision. So at the end of the day, I would say yes, it does make it easier for folks who are in that line of work to pursue any form of development that's considered controversial or unpopular, because it'll get buried on the ballot.
But Lobeck disagreed with Hoke's response.
Under Amendment 4, he would still need to get approval by the Tampa City Council. Then, you know, the people could turn out from their churches on a Tuesday and vote it down. You know, so it makes it less likely he would be approved, not more likely.
Lorraine Duffy Suarez, a professional planner who has worked on comprehensive plans throughout her career, said she is against the amendment.
I don't think Amendment 4 treats the long-range plan with the proper effectiveness that it needs to be. Comprehensive plan is something that with a lot of deliberation, a lot of technical expertise needed to evaluate these things, can't be reduced to 2 lines on a ballot.
Talia Potter, a community activist in Tampa Bay, says she is still uncertain on the issue.
We live next door on the river to a boatyard. Now, if they want to turn that property into condos on the river, that makes it very expensive. Well, our neighborhood might not want condos. So how could we influence our little government enough, or could we not? It would give the citizens one more chance.
And what are your concerns with Amendment 4?
More congestion, more development.